As a TGC listener, we know you care deeply about sharing the good news of the gospel to the ends of the earth. And as chaos, coercion, and conflict increase around the globe, many believers find themselves searching for hope, longing for clarity, looking for meaning, and desperate for peace. Maybe you feel this way too. You're not alone. In a world marked by conflict, one thing brings ultimate peace: the gospel of Jesus Christ. Together, we can help usher in this peace around the globe through translation projects or convening networks in places like Kenya, India, and China. TGC's international work exists to give as many people as possible access to gospel-centered resources in their native tongues. And we need your help. Will you join us in helping to spread this gospel of peace throughout our confused and chaotic world? Today, we invite you to partner with TGC to strengthen the global church and equip believers to be effective ministers of the gospel wherever they live. With the support of generous Christians like you, we can continue providing trusted and timely resources to Christians and non-Christians searching for answers in their languages. Visit tgc.org/peace today to help bring the peace of the gospel to some of the hardest to reach parts of the world. That's tgc.org/peace.
Welcome back to TGC Q&A, a community podcast from the Gospel Coalition. Every week, we bring on members of our council and friends who provide their unique perspective on your most pressing spiritual questions. I'm your host, Stephen Morales, and if you have questions or doubts about the Bible, life, ministry, and everything in between, you can send us your question in a direct message on Twitter or Instagram, or email us at ask@tgc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you have a moment, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It would really help us out. Before we begin today's episode, I just want to take a quick moment to announce TGC's newest podcast called Gospel Bound. In this podcast, each week, our editorial director, Colin Hansen, talks with insightful guests about books, ideas, and how to navigate life by the gospel in a post-Christian culture. Subscribe now to Gospel Bound on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. In today's episode, Karen Swallow Pryor and Jen Pollock discuss the question, how is Jesus compelling in a believe-in-yourself world?
Karen, how do we make believing in Jesus compelling in a believe-in-yourself world?
Well, I think that we can approach our non-theistic, non-believing friends with some common truths that we all really acknowledge and understand, and that is, there really is no such thing as complete autonomy. Mm-hmm. We are all born into communities. We are born into certain times mm-hmm. and places and bodies. And all of those things that make up who we are things that are part of being in that community. And that's true whether we are Christians or not, or whether we believe in Jesus or not. Mm-hmm. And if we can just help people see how important it is to our sense of self that we are born into these specific mm-hmm. particularities, then we can point to the fact that those particularities come from somewhere. Mm. They come from somewhere outside of ourselves. As much as we might believe in our individuality and our self-determination, we still are rooted in these times and spaces and people. Mm-hmm. And of course, as Christians, we understand that it's God who determines those particularities, mm-hmm. and we can go from there. But there just really is no such thing as being completely self-made or being completely autonomous. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people want to believe, but deep down, I know they know that's not true.
Yeah. And it's a burden too, isn't it? To believe in yourself. Like at the end of the day, I kind of know myself to be unreliable. You know, I mean, I think to really face the truth about yourself, that's why I feel like Christianity has such explanatory power mm-hmm. because it actually says, wow, that's a huge burden. If I were to believe in myself, like what I know to be true of myself is more like what the Apostle Paul says in Romans 7. Like there's good I don't do. There's evil that I hate that I do.
Right.
You know, and so how do I make sense of that if my only ethic is believe in myself? You know?
Yeah. I mean, if that's all we have to believe in, then that we're really, we know we're going to fail because we fail every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we need so much more than that. We need not only other people and meaning and purpose from those other people who are in our lives, but meaning and purpose that comes from even beyond the human realm.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I was just reading a book about aging, being mortal, I think is the book. And it was talking about how people at the end of their lives, they need a meaning and a purpose outside of themselves. And so that's why nursing homes sometimes become these really desolate places, because essentially there is no meaning or purpose to be made outside of oneself. And so when you look at how, you know, some of these scientists or, you know, doctors who are running these facilities and brought in animals and brought in plants. Right. And so that when you actually have someone to or something to care for outside of yourself and you have meaning outside of yourself and purpose outside of yourself, you're actually, you live more joyfully, more fully. And I feel like that's just an example of, where it all breaks, like if I could, oh, I only have to believe in myself. If everything's internal to me, you know, is there a real purpose in that?
Yeah. And I mean, when we talk about the stages of life, we talk about, you know, the end of life stages, but all throughout life, we are changing all the time. And our beliefs change, our values change, our perspectives change. I mean, hopefully in a good way, because we're growing as people. But to believe in ourselves means that, you know, one day it's going to be one thing and the next week something else.
Right.
And so to understand ourselves more in the context of something much larger than ourselves makes a whole lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it's interesting. It's ironic that we feel like an ethic of believe in yourself is the way to freedom, but it's actually really the way to slavery, you know, and to believe in something beyond yourself, something bigger than yourself, is incredibly freeing. And
I remember hearing a long time ago, I mean, it's many years ago, about some sort of study of school children playing in a school playground. And they did this experiment where one playground had a fence around it and the other one did not have a fence around it. And they found that the children who were playing in the yard that had the fence around it played more vigorously, explored more. They went up to the boundaries, the edges of the fence, because they felt secure. And the children playing in the playground that had no fence sort of tended to huddle in the middle and be close to one another because they didn't have that protective barrier. And so freedom always tends to more toward flourishing when we have boundaries. And I think that's true of even what we believe about ourselves, is understanding that as being connected to other things and not just some, you know, us out in the middle of this ocean with nothing else in sight but ourselves. That's really not freedom, and that's not really how we can self-actualize.
It's a paradox. You know, I think of like Moses standing before the Israelites and saying, you know, obey the Lord and this is life. You know, we think of obedience sometimes, or, you know, in a culturally, we might think of obedience in exactly the way that you're sort of like, that it's constraining our freedom, but it's actually inviting us into freedom, into life, into flourishing. So there's so much promise in that, isn't there?
There is. And again, another reality is simply that we always cultivate our desires based on what we see and what we're looking at. And so what we, if we're looking at other people as examples or role models, or looking at God's word and looking at the calling that he has in our life, that's going to make all the difference. We never develop our sense of ourself or our belief in ourself in a vacuum. We're always looking and having something mirrored back at us. And so we really need to choose those mirrors carefully.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of TGC Q&A. To submit a question that you'd like to hear answered on this podcast, send us a message on Twitter or Instagram, or email us at ask@tgc.org. We don't want you to miss out on future episodes, so remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. All our episodes can also be found on YouTube or Instagram TV. Thanks again for listening to today's episode, and we hope you'll join us again next week.